Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August the 12th, 2022, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. And as I said in hour number one this morning, we have got three big food giveaways today. We have a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from our friends at Pizza Hut. We have a free single order of breadsticks from our friends at Pizza Hut. And again, I was saying in hour number one, a lot of times I will go somewhere else and get the pizza and still go to Pizza Hut for the breadsticks. I think they have tremendous breadsticks. And we also have a free smoothie from Smoothie King, 20 ounce, that we're going to be giving away today. And trust me, if you've been to Smoothie King, you know that those are not cheap. So we have three prizes to give away over the next 3 hours here. We're going to do it just like we've done the tickets. We'll do Family Feud or something of that nature. You'll enter, and then we'll draw winners at the end. And that's how it will go. Simple as that. Now, I did want to make a plea again, as we did in hour number one this morning, that we did get some phone calls. I'm horrible about checking the answering machine. We had a gentleman call in, and I don't want to say, I know who they are, but I don't want to say the names, because maybe they wouldn't want me to, but was trying to get through to Linda Sims, and I don't know if they did or not. I didn't get a chance to listen to Linda yesterday in her new time slot, Wednesday and Thursday from 10 until noon, but hope you got through. Let us know, 740-383-9944. I am back in the studio today. And also, we had somebody call who was trying to get in touch with the FCC about starting a petition to keep this station on the air. And maybe that's something the listeners would like to hear about as well. Again, I'm not, as a station personnel, I'm not saying you should do that, but if you want to, you can certainly talk about it on the air here. Maybe the other listeners would be interested in that. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Or if there's anything else on your mind. We were talking about all the changes here in Marion. Talking about the big news story in the newspaper today, that Demetrius Ross, the head coach of Marion Harding football team, is apparently stepping down a week, 8 days before the start of the football season, upsetting a lot of people. But there you go, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, yesterday I was laid up with pain, so today it's much better. So
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I did. I called the FCC again. And I've got a number if the people want to call. And you talk to somebody, it's like when you have your towing done, or I had the Marion Star, I think it's the Philippines. You can't understand them. I had to have her to keep repeating. And I have the address for the headquarters in Washington, D.C. And they have several things you can push. And she said something about the license. Now, is the license going to expire or something? I think that's what she was trying to say.
Okay, so run that by me one more time.
Okay, I just told him it was going digital or that smartphone. And I said, as older people do not have that, we won't be able to listen. And is there something we could do, like a petition or something? And she said, yes, but she said, you could, like, write a letter. And she said something about the license. And I don't know if she said you can, I don't know if she meant the radio station, apply for the license or something about the license. So I don't know if that plays a part in it or not. I told her I didn't know much about it, that you were just going, you might go off the air. And I said, we don't want them to go off, so what can we do? But you can't understand them. But the number I had called Monday was totally different. But it's like you're talking to these people in the Philippines. You can't understand them. And I asked her, I said, where are you located? She said, I'm in Washington, D.C. And it's like, I don't know if they outsource this stuff or not, if she really is someplace else or not, because I know the Marion Star is over in the Philippines.
Well, yeah.
But when I had my towing, February, I mean, when I called before, they were here within an hour, you know, if I ever needed towing. Took them 6 hours. And then I had to have my car towed like 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. Took them 5 hours. And you're talking to, not India. You can understand them because most of the scammers I get are from India. This is, and if they would leave those jobs over here, people retired and stuff could work those jobs probably from home. And it's just ridiculous. But I have the address. And she told me on the envelope I could put, like, petition. And I said, well, I kept trying to get somebody besides her to talk to. She said, well, we got a chairman, and she rattled off a name, I don't know, and then somebody else. She said, but if you send it, it'll get to the right place.
So you're gonna write a letter to these people?
Yeah, but I thought the Marion Star, if they would publish something, but God, I wrote them a letter January or the 1st of February. Do you know, just about 3 weeks ago, I got it back. I sent it up here on, up where their address here in Marion, not open. Get back to me.
Oh, isn't that something?
So I can't, and when I call that number, if I had a complaint, I call up there. Nobody ever called me back. So that's what I said to Marion Star. I don't know how to get a hold of them.
Well, that's
interesting.
And I
even called that Lanka, and I think his name's Lanka, and left him a message probably around March. He never did call me, so I don't know how you get a hold of them. But I do have that FCC. I have their address, and you can either put probably petition down on the second line, and then the address, would street address, would be the third line, or put it up with the... I'll give you the address, and I'll give the phone number, because people that listen, your listeners, you know, because a lot of them won prizes and stuff, they can call and see what they can do, too.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Maybe they'll get somebody different, but I couldn't... my son can look it up on, maybe get the chairman of the FCC. I said, wasn't there a supervisor, somebody higher up, and... She was rattling off the chairman and, I don't know, director, but I couldn't catch what she was saying. So I'm going to give you the phone number first.
All right. Go right ahead.
It's 888.
Okay.
225.
Uh-huh.
5322.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I put the one in front of it, but I have six numbers for them. But the one that, that's for that. And then the address is FCC. And then it's headquarters. And then you could put slash or hyphen petition if you want to. Maybe they'll look at it faster. I don't know.
Okay.
And then it's 45. And then the address is a letter. It's L.
Okay.
And that's Street Northeast.
Got it.
And then it's Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And the zip is 20554.
So it's FCC headquarters / petition 45 L Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. 20554.
Yeah, now the people have computers can, I guess, because see, I've never looked anything up on a computer. I don't know how you do it. They could probably look that FCC up. It'll probably give them whoever the chairman is or the director. They could maybe call in or, you know, and tell you that, because my son's a sleeper. I would have asked him. And then I just told her that, you know, there was something going on that you might have to go to digital or smartphone. And I said, we're older people, probably in our 60s, you know, up to 80s and stuff. I said, we don't have that stuff, and we, you know, still want to listen. And how do we do this? But she was just like, I think, a customer service person. And I had to keep asking her to repeat it. So, and she mentioned something about a license. Well, if he wants his license, you apply or something, and I know you'd have to apply for a license through there, but see, I don't know what the deal is. So I guess if everybody writes, and then I thought, if you could get a hold of the Marion Star, and I don't know if people would want to send a letter or a petition. You know what I mean? I've never done a petition. I don't know if you take it around or how they do that stuff. If they could do it online, maybe. Can you bring a petition up online and people just sign it?
You probably could.
See, I don't know anything about computers. I just keyed on one 21 years, but I didn't dare get in there and do stuff. Either you got fired, so I didn't do none of that stuff.
You know, I'm trying to look here, because when it tells you how to contact the reporters of the Marion Star, what does it say in the newspaper?
Just hold on, because today they've got that. You were mentioning, I didn't listen to you too much today, because I had to get the trash and shower and everything. Now, let me see here. They've got that 877 number. You used to, I think you got over there at Mansfield, and if you had any kind of problem, it was handled in a day, if not two. Well, shoot, I could, I think in a 2 or 3 month period, I called them like 50 times. It never did get handled.
No, I tell you here, I'm looking at the end of the stories, they have the reporters' phone numbers.
Yeah, I called those, but I never got back. They have the customer service, which is, I guess, the Philippines. They have the newsroom, advertising. I never called obituaries, but they have advertising and newsroom, and I think that's it. See, okay. I've called them before and tried. Now, they have one for corrections, and that's the same as the newsroom. You
don't
have these two numbers,
like,
but nobody gets back with you.
Like at the end of the story, they have a phone. They'll tell you which reporter did it, and then they'll tell you what their phone number is. Like, I'm looking at Thursday's paper. It was written by Andrew Carter. And then if you go to the very end of the story, it says...
Mine only has emails.
Well, I see this... what's her name?
See, I can't do emails and stuff. I don't have a computer, so I can't do that stuff.
I imagine if you call the newsroom... Advertising's not going to be of any help, but the newsroom, somebody should be in there.
You leave a message and you don't get anything back. I've tried that before several times, and I get nowhere. That's what I said. I even wrote him a letter January. I threatened to quit taking the paper, and here it is. They kept it up there. It was either the end of January, 1st of February, and I just got that thing back within the last 2 or 3 weeks. And they let it sit up there, I guess, all that time.
Huh, that's interesting.
Now, here's one. Wait a minute. Is there a McCurdy or something, one of the... It's got 419-610-0998. Is that Mal Gillion or Bucyrus 419?
Yeah, I bet that's the sports reporter, but if you called him and asked him to talk to Andrew, I bet he could give you to Andrew. Andrew's the guy who's the local reporter.
Is that his last name?
What's
I don't have my glasses on. I'm trying to read this.
No, if you called the 419 number, McCurdy is the sports guy. But if you tell him you wanted to talk to Andrew Carter, I bet he could get you over to Andrew.
Okay, and then if the people, your listeners, want to, I guess just write a letter. You know, you want it kept on the station that, well, a lot of people won't be able to get it. And I said he does, you know, community stuff and things. And I said, of the other, I think there's maybe two other rural stations or something. I said, well, I've never listened, but I said, I don't think they do anything like this, so.
Well, I appreciate that. See, let us know if you get a hold of Andrew. If you call that number and ask for him, I bet you could get a hold of Andrew.
Well, I'll do it right quick because I have to leave here shortly.
Okay.
So I'll get off the phone and do that.
And
if I get anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah, and call us back and let us know. Thanks.
Goodbye.
And we appreciate that, you, the listeners, going out of your way. You know, it's just one of those things. Again, we're not going to encourage that because you just shouldn't do that as a station personnel. But if a listener calls in and recommends it, I can't stop you. But the phone number, again, is 888-225-5322. And the address is FCC headquarters, apparently / petition, 45 L Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20554. Or apparently, if you know how to reach the Marion Star to get that story going, if you want that story going. Maybe you can help Judy out there. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind. 740-383-9944. We're still here as well. I will say this. I don't know that there is any other station in Marion who does what we do now. Now, people will nitpick, and they'll say, well, other stations do this. I don't think they do the news, the weather, the obituaries, the interviews, to the extent that we do them. I'd be hard-pressed to find another station like that in Marion. But, who knows? Maybe there is. Maybe I just haven't heard it. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about, do you think this is a good idea, Judy's plea to the FCC to keep us on over-the-air radio as opposed to digital, which we will, you know, heaven forbid, if we wake up one morning and we're no longer over-the-air, it just means we went digital. So just get the TuneIn app on your phone or your tablet or your smart television or your Alexa or whatever it is, and give us a buzz or turn us on through TuneIn or the website, wwgh1071.com. So that's how that all works out. But does anybody have anything to say in regard to that before we move on to subject number two here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And Larry, our good friend Larry Shirk, just delivered, I believe, some zucchini bread here to the studio. My goodness gracious. Larry and Phyllis, they are good people. And apparently I've got some tomatoes and green peppers coming before summer's up. You know what's weird? Here's a funny thing. I was just thinking about that because this year I didn't grow anything. And I was thinking, I have not had any green peppers or tomatoes. And I love green peppers and tomatoes. And I was remembering last year when Larry gave me some very nice green peppers and tomatoes. And I thought, I wonder if, you know, it just didn't get done this year. Well, apparently they're coming before the season's up, so that's a happy thing. And this zucchini bread is absolutely delicious. So, we're going to have fun with that. All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. A lot to talk about here this morning on WWE. You guys just want to get to the food, don't you? We got that smoothie, we've got that chocolate brownie or cookie, we've got that order of breadsticks. It's Friday. Everybody loves their food on Friday. I do. Friday's the night that I always eat out. Not to say that I don't eat out any other night of the week, but the one surefire night that I eat out is Friday. Does anybody know, though, why people eat out on Friday night and not Saturday? If I go out on the road tonight in Marion, like Route 95, it'll be packed. The restaurants will be packed. The road will be packed. But on Saturday night, it's kind of dead. Saturday night used to be the night when people used to like to go out. So I don't know what's changed. Very, very odd. Does anybody know what that's all about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and maybe we can figure that one out together. That's a whole other thing unto itself. Okay, let's get the competition started here this morning. This survey asked. Well, this is interesting. 100 women were asked, name something you would not like to have a man do for you on a date. Four answers here. Does anybody have them? That's kind of interesting. Name something you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. Four answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you would not like a man to do for you on the first date. Now, these four answers are kind of interesting because some of these things were things that people used to like when the man did for them. So I don't know. That's a little maybe a peculiar question for people. Does anybody have a guess? Who's going to be our first guest this morning? Something you would not like a man to do for you on the first date. Go ahead, caller.
So I don't know.
I wouldn't want him to order my food.
Let's order food. Number one on... Now, did men used to order people's food?
I think there are some men that are controlling that they think they know what's best for you.
Yeah, that's no good. You don't want people ordering your food. No. Hey, thanks for calling. No ordering somebody else's food. Okay, what would you not like a man to do for you on the first date? Order food was number one on the list. What are the other three items? Kind of a thinker category here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Pull out your chair.
Let's see here. No, pull out your chair is not on the list. No pulling out your chair on the list. Name something you would not like a man to do for you on the first date. Now we've got order your food, three other answers. 740-383-9944. Now remember, we're going to be giving away breadsticks to Pizza Hut, cookies and brownies to Pizza Hut, a smoothie. Go ahead, caller.
How about light your cigarette?
No lighting of the cigarette on the list. Adam will love that answer. He's got a smoking fixation. I don't know what it is. I've never seen somebody who didn't smoke who had such a smoking fixation as Adam. Well, we don't really know about if he smokes or not, to be honest with you. He won't answer that question. Go ahead, caller.
How about hold your hand?
Hold your hand. Good answer. Not on the list, but a good answer.
Okay.
Hold your hand, not on the list here today. Name something you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. 740-383-9944. We've got the 20-ounce smoothie here. The free order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. The triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. All good giveaways here. The ultimate. 740-383-9944. Something you don't want a man to do for you on the first date. Go ahead, caller.
How about kiss ya?
Kiss ya. Not on the list. Maybe there's some women out there who want to be kissed on the first date. That did not make the list. Something you would not like a man to do for you on the first date. We've got order your food. That's number one. The other three answers, still elusive at this point. What would you not want a man to do for you on the first date? Order food is number one. Three other answers to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've got the big food giveaways today. The brownie, breadsticks, smoothie. Go ahead, caller.
Either share the bill or pay the tip.
Well, pay for everything. They do not want the man to pay for everything anymore. I did not know that most people like when the man pays, I think.
Okay,
thanks. Bye-bye. All righty. Name something you would not want the man to do for you on the first date. Open the door and pay for everything are on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about open the doors for you?
Open the door, absolutely. Number two on the list. We got you.
Thank you.
All right, Lee gets in here. Yep, open the door. Number two on the list. So we got order food, open the door, pay for everything. One answer left. Something you would not like a man to do for you on the first date. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. So far, we've got Trish and Judy Cressup and Lee in the competition here today. Going to be giving away this food later on. 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King. Free triple chocolate brownie, our ultimate chocolate chip cookie. Free order of breadsticks. 37 minutes past the hour here. What's the final answer in this category? Name something that you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Help you with your coat?
Not help you with your coat. Not help you with your coat. What are these? What is the one remaining answer in this particular category? Something you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. We've got order the food, open the car door, pay for everything. One answer left. What could it be? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Buy you an expensive present.
No expensive presents. I guess the women would like the expensive presents. Something you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's that final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Pick you up.
Not pick you up. Pick you up does not make the list. We've got order food, open the car door, pay for everything. One answer left. What would you not want a man to do for you on the first date? Let's see here. Whoop, we lost that call. If that was you, give us a buzz back here, 740-383-9944. We've got the breadsticks to give away from Pizza Hut. We've got the 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King. We've got the ultimate brownie or chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. Going to be giving those all away here this morning on WWGH Radio. So far, we've got three entrants eligible. Trish, Judy Cressup, and Lee. See if we're going to add another one here. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be pick the location or destination for where you're going?
Not pick the destination. Good guess. No picking of the destination on the list. Name something you would not like a man to do for you on the first date. Go ahead, caller.
Sample your food.
What's that?
Sample your food.
It's not sample your food, but you're very close. Very close. Not sample your food, but it does have something to do with food. I'll say that. Name something you would not want a man to do with you for you on the first date, and it does have to do with food. Go ahead, caller.
How about share your food?
Not share, but we're getting even closer. Not share your food, but that's even closer than we were before. Something you would not want a man to do for you on the first date. Has to do with food. Go ahead, caller.
How about cutting up your food, like your steak or whatever?
Not cutting up your food. Not cutting up your food. But again, it does have to do with food. Something you would not like to have a man do for you on the first date. Or on a date, period, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Trying to give you a bite of his food, feed you his food.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's feed me. I guess people try to feed people on dates. I've never heard of that, but why not?
Sounds weird.
Made the list, though. So not only do they want to order your food, they want to feed you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for calling.
That's really controlling.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Run in the opposite direction from that guy.
Yikes, that's for sure.
Hey, thank you. All right, Trish gets in again. So now we've got Trish in twice, Judy Cressup and Lee, and we'll move on to another category here on WWGH Radio. Next category, I believe, has four answers as well. Name a food or beverage associated with England. That's an interesting category. Name a food or beverage associated with England. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Do you have an answer? Well, maybe we'll get a call back in from that person. Name a food or beverage associated with England. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a food or beverage associated with England. Go ahead, caller.
How about Earl Grey tea?
Tea is number one on the list. A spot of tea. Gotcha, Judy. Judy Cressup gets in. Tea, of course. That famous English beverage. Name a food or beverage associated with England. Go ahead, caller.
How about fish and chips?
Fish and chips, absolutely. Number three on the list. Got you in. All right, fish and chips, absolutely on the list here. So we've got tea, fish and chips. Name a food or beverage associated with England. Two answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about muffins?
No muffins on the list, but a good guess. Muffins is not a bad guess. A food or beverage associated with England. Well, there's something on here like a muffin. It's not necessarily a muffin, but it's close. Name a food or beverage associated with England. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
I'm calling about the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bangers and mash?
Nope, good guess. Nope. Name a food or beverage associated with England. Remember, always listen in the phone. If you have the radio or your listening device on, listen in the phone because we're on a little bit of a delay. So don't listen to the radio or the listening device. Talk to us on the phone. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about a crumpet?
A crumpet, absolutely. Number four on the list. Thanks, Judy. Judy Cressup gets in again with a crumpet. Name a food or beverage associated with England. Go ahead, caller.
Crumpets, biscuits, or something to eat with your toast, a bread to eat with your toast.
We just got crumpet.
Thanks.
Thank you. Just got crumpet a minute ago. Name a food or beverage associated with England. One answer left. We got tea, fish and chips, and crumpet. All right, go ahead, caller.
A scone?
Not a scone. No scone on the list today. A food or beverage associated with England. One answer left. Who's going to get it? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello? Remember, listen on your telephone, not on the radio. Listen in your cell phone, telephone, whatever you're calling on. Put it up to your ear. Don't listen to the radio because it's a little delayed when you're calling in. Name a food or beverage associated with England. We've got tea, fish and chips, and crumpets. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Shepherd's pie.
No shepherd's pie, but a good guess. No shepherd's pie, but I think that's a good guess. Well, you know, I think we figured out that technical issue that we were having there. Yeah, always listen on your phone because we're operating on a little bit of a delay if you're listening on a radio or a listening device. So always put the phone up to your ear. Name a food or beverage associated with England. We've got tea, fish and chips, and crumpets. Still one answer left to go. 740-383-9944. Going to be giving away the ultimate triple chocolate brownie or the ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. Free order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut and a 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King today. Go ahead, caller.
How about beer? Maybe a Genesis or I can't remember some of those they have, but different flavors of beer.
Well, they have ale on here. I'll give you that. Ale's okay. A good one. Gotcha,
all
Diane.
Right. Thanks.
All right, Diane now in on the competition. Yes, the answers were tea, ale, fish and chips, and crumpets. Those were the answers. So now we'll move on to another category. Okay, next category. Name a food that you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. A food that you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. Four answers here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A food that you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. Let's see who's got the answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Stuffing.
Stuffing. Number. Now, what kind of stuffing do you like?
Well, I like the homemade stuffing myself. A good cook that knows how to cook makes their own stuffing.
I mean, do you like cornbread or turkey or oyster?
Oh, I like cornbread, but is that a stuffing?
Yeah, they have a cornbread stuffing.
Oh. Well, I like cornbread in general, but I like it made with the bread and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good in the bird and out of the bird.
Cornbread stuffing's not bad. That's what I usually have on Thanksgiving.
But they don't recommend you stuff your bird anymore.
No, there's something about that with salmonella, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Lee gets in again with stuffing. Name a food you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce, number two. Now, do you like fresh cranberry sauce or out of the can?
I like to make it. Take the berries and boil them down.
Do it homemade.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sounds good. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
All right, we got Trish in again here. Name a food that you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. Stuffing, cranberry sauce. Still have two other answers here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about yams?
Yams, number four on the list. Now, what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
Heck, I don't know.
I never understood that.
I've seen candied yams, but I've never seen candied sweet potatoes.
Well, I've seen people put marshmallows on sweet potatoes.
Well, they could, but
I don't know. Guess that's the way it goes. Well, we're getting close. We're about 3 months away from Thanksgiving.
I've ate both of them, and if you'd asked me which one it was, you know, without me knowing, I wouldn't go guess, I don't think.
Well, I think it's kind of like sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie.
It could be.
It's kind of hard to tell the difference. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Lee gets in again here with yams. We still have one answer here. Name a food that you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkin pie or pumpkin rolls or something? Pumpkin?
Absolutely. Pumpkin pie, number three on the list. Gotcha,
thank
Diane.
Okay.
All right, so we have Trish, Judy, Cressup, Lee, Diane so far in the competition, but that's that category. Name something you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. stuffing, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and yams. All right, well, that category is out of the way now. So we will move on to the next category here. I think this is where Mike left off last week. Okay, let's get into this. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Interesting category. How many answers do we have here? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 answers here. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? 740-383-9944. Now, we've got one of the answers he must have gotten through last week was party. What are the other 4 answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about running?
Running. Let's see here. Not running, but there is a broader category.
Jogging, exercise?
Not really, but close.
Let me think on it.
Okay. What are some things that you stop doing as you grow older? Now, this category is talking like from baby to, I'm guessing, I don't know. It's kind of all over the map here, so we'll see, I guess. Either from a baby to a teenager or a teenager to a senior citizen. It's a mixture of answers here. Something you stop doing as you grow older. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I can't climb ladders anymore.
Climb ladders, yeah, good answer. Not on the list, but a good answer.
Okay.
No climbing of the ladders on the list. Something you stop doing as you grow older. Yeah, there does come a point where you don't want to be climbing on the ladders anymore. That can become rather dangerous. Something you stop doing as you grow older. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Working out?
Not working out, but a good guess. It's not working out, not exercise, but it is a physical activity that you do outside a lot of the time. 740-383-9944. Something you stop doing as you grow older. Go ahead, caller.
Jumping.
Jumping. Well, probably. Not on the list, but a good guess. Jumping not on the list today. Something you stop doing as you grow older. About 5 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
How about swimming?
Swimming. Swimming would be in this category, but not swimming. It would be in the category of kind of the exercise category that we've been talking about. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? 740-383-9944. And remember, we'll be giving away a free smoothie from Smoothie King, 20 ounce. Which, by the way, those are pretty pricey. Free order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. Very good breadsticks. And a free triple chocolate brownie, our ultimate chocolate chip cookie. Go ahead, caller, from Pizza Hut.
How about either mowing grass or shoveling snow?
No mowing grass or shoveling snow. Good guesses, though. Now, remember, this is kind of a mixture category of things maybe you would stop doing as you become a senior citizen, or like a child, a 5-year-old, would stop doing maybe as they got to be a teenager. Go ahead, caller.
How about water skiing?
Not water skiing. No, not water skiing. Under 4 minutes to go here. 740-383-9944. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Go ahead, caller.
How about lying?
Lying?
You stop lying?
Oh, I don't know if anybody ever stops lying.
A kid lies when he's younger, but...
That's more in the category. I think teenagers probably lie more than kids, don't you think?
Yeah, but, well, when kids do it, you can get them to tell on themselves.
That's true.
But they get smarter when they get older, and it doesn't work no more.
Lots simpler lies when they're younger.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. No, lying is not on the list, but that probably goes all throughout your life. What are some things you stop doing as you grow older? 57 minutes past the hour. Now remember, we're going to have the drawing today. Three different winners we'll have for each of the prizes. Two from Pizza Hut, one from Smoothie King. Go ahead, caller.
Well, David quits taking a bottle.
Taking a bottle is not on the list, but a good guess. I would say, let's see, answers number one, two, three are probably all more like a baby versus a teenager. That's where those would be. 740-383-9944. All righty. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Give up driving.
Driving not on the list. That is a good answer, but driving not on this particular list. 2 minute warning here in this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? Do we know? 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about little kids get potty trained?
They did not on the list, but a good guess. Potty training is certainly something you'd want to do, but does not make this particular list. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about crying?
Crying. No crying on the list. But again, there's one answer on here that probably is in regard to older people. But the first three answers are pretty much kind of baby to teenager type of things. Go ahead, caller.
Wanting your own way all the time.
Wanting your own way. Not on the list, but a good guess. Now remember, there's one related to exercise, something you do outside, a physical activity. About 30 seconds left in this hour. Remember, we're going to come back in 15 minutes with a whole nother hour of this. So don't go anywhere. We've got Trish and Judy Cressup and Lee and Diane all in the competition so far. But there's still a chance for you to get in as well to win one of these big food prizes. We all love to eat, especially on Friday here in Marion. We've got the brownie or cookie from Pizza Hut, the breadsticks from Pizza Hut, or the Smoothie King 20-ounce from... or 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King. Go ahead, caller.
Playing games?
Very close, but not on the list. All right, stay with us. We'll be back in 15.
Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street, the people